What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hello and welcome to This Day in History. I'm your host, Elise. It's September 10th, and on this day in 1913, the U.S. Navy prevailed on Lake Erie. Lake Erie, the fourth largest of the Great Lakes, attracts more than 10 million visitors each year with its scenic views and activities like sport fishing and boating. But 210 years ago today, something very different was going on Lake Erie. That's when U.S. Captain Oliver Hazard Perry led a fleet of 9 American ships against 6 British warships in the Battle of Lake Erie during the War of 1812. Although the battle was closely contested for hours, Perry eventually prevailed in what was the first unqualified defeat of a British naval squadron in history. Surprising fact, after the battle, Perry sent a famous dispatch to U.S. General William Henry Harrison that read, "We have met the enemy, and they are ours." Also on this day in history, in 1608, John Smith was elected president of the Jamestown Colony. In 1897, the first known drunk driving arrest was made. And in 1977, France used the guillotine for the last time. Thanks for listening. That's all for today in history. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.